started speaking about last week about being misakin, the yeshayit of mayim, which is hanog, which is pleasure. And we said that the inyan of bodily pleasure, there's nothing wrong with the bachal. Just the problem is that when a person gets a tam in it, a person can't have a tam in ruchnius. We said also that a person naturally has a tam in ruchnius. That means a person has a built-in pleasure factor. A person has a built-in pleasure, ability to take pleasure. You know, the pshat is that it depends what you use that koyach for. If you give that pleasure factor a tam in gashmius, so get the tam in gashmius. Maybe you don't get a tam in ruchnius. If you give it a tam in ruchnius, it gets the tam in ruchnius. It gets the gishmak out of ruchnius. Continues the mechaber and says the bottom paragraph. Not only actual pleasures blocks a person from elevating himself, alagam haziko, the connection, lehechshur hanoah, to the things which give hanoah, shu hamomen. Although a moment itself is not a pleasure. A moment is a hechim to buy pleasures, to acquire pleasures. The connection to money, chaysemes b'faneinu is there, blocks in front of us the way. Kosev Baruch Hashem L'Rosh, the Rosh writes, quote, kishyegia eis tefilah misholosh tefilos v'yoyim, when it comes one of the three times a day to daven, yaniach kol asokov, you leave all your business be follow. The Rosh call it varm, and the most important thing is Shayishmar Saino, watch your eyes, we called over Shayna Shaloi. Kashul is varm. What does he mean to say? He means to say something very deep. Tvila Ipnimius. Tvila is complete ruchnius. We spoke about this last week. The difficulty in davening, the reason why davening is so hard, and the reason why we don't have a gishmak in davening, when I told you last week, is a very, very important insight. I repeat it again. The reason why davening is so hard is because we don't have a gishmak in davening. Alula, you have a gishmak. First of all, sashayna zach in your hands. You're holding something tangible. Second of all, the big gishmak is you're looking at everybody else, and you say to yourself, "Chavashayna lula." It may not be better than everybody, but it's better than most of them. It's better than some of them. At least you're happy. You have a nice lula. It's better than last year's lula. There's all types of things that kricha rayin into why a person feels good about the lula. The lula shakes nicely by nanur. It gives a person a good feeling. It makes like some rebbish lula. That has big nanuim, that also gives a person a good feeling. This is what to have a gishmak in lulav. It's not simcha. It's nanuim. Ala kavanis, ala tzodim. A person is being lisak in the whole world. It's gevaldik. Right? You don't have a gishmak in that? No? I will. You don't have a gishmak in lisak? What do you say? What? Lisak in the world. Ala tzodim. Up and down. Two different stars. You know that. Yeah, we'll talk about it another time. The likewise in all the mitzvahs we do. The reason why we have less of a problem with mitzvahs than with davening is because we get some sort of gishmak out of davening, out of mitzvahs. Davening we don't have a gishmak out of, and we don't have a gishmak at all, it's torture, and that's why it's so hard to concentrate. Because it's hard to concentrate. Tell me that you don't have a gishmak at all. I'll tell you, since you have efforts of gishmak, it's intellectual gishmak, it's a gishmak of the effort of success, there's a lot of zich that goes into a gishmak atosis. Davening is torture. And davening is torture because a person is pure ruchnius, and we don't have a tam in ruchnius. That's the emes, the reason why it's hard to daven. It's not hard to daven because a person doesn't have bitachon. It's not hard for a person to daven because he doesn't believe they need the kodesh baruch hu. I don't believe all that applies to any of us. The reason why it's hard for us to daven is because our lives run on the pleasure factor, and davening there's no pleasure. And the reason why davening there's no pleasure is because there's no gashmius involved. Insofar as much as we would have and develop a tam in ruchnius, take the pleasures, davening could be the most pleasurable part of the day. Rav Volbe used to say that he used to daven always minchas gedola. He used to say always you can't wait from the morning till the evening to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu again. Too many hours. Is what's the pshat? It's not the pshat that somebody's sick in the family and the word is he has a few hours being brought to intensive care. The pshat is that was his pleasure factor. He had a gishmak out of it. He was attached to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He couldn't go without it. Right? You see the guys. Every hour they call their wives. It's nice toys, they're very attached to them. And they're very nice. Every hour they don't move out. Well, tell them, see, they're alive. Something happened. They have an earthquake. You know, called Matal, those are the way the police blew the windows out with the fire hoses. You can't know what happened in this part of the country. You know what his name said? Rabbi Yeshua from Brisk said a Gvaldi before. He said that Naguna is Manazeh, the lady who didn't get a text message every 20 minutes. Go ahead, draw the Mishalma.
The Vart.
Call the Gavart. Remember, it's Emes Avart. And the Vart is, that's called Yeruchover, right? The Vart is, if a person has a tam is there the Vart is either there's some sort of Gishmak calling home every hour, or they're scared that they don't call every hour, they're gonna get where to go. But there isn't that music of being attached every hour. It's nice that you get something out of it. It's avoided the reason why we're not in a rush to daven, and the reason why it's hard for us to daven, because we don't have a tam and ruchnias. By the way, that's a shot. You know that when a person gets a tam and ruchnias in other areas by cutting down on his gashmi stickers, right away the davening improves. It's an automatic thing. It's automatic. It's within minutes. One of the biggest rayas to this I always bring is, if a person wants to bring a raya that Torah is min hashamayim, by the way, this is a very simple test that a person can do. It's a very simple test. Go eat 4 slices of pizza. Okay? With a bottle of Coke. And let's say, yeah, Lahabdul Alfe Ribe Revolvus Abdullah, a physics test the next morning. Are you able to study for it?
Yeah.
The Mitzvah is like that, right? You have a test the next day, you have to study for physics test, a math test, a history test, eat 1 test, 2 test, 3 test, 4 slices of pizza, hungry, yeah? You wash it down with a bottle of Coke. Can you study? I'm sure you can study. Try to go learn a thesis. Forget about thesis. Like a study on the parasha. Yeah. Try to do it. Why not? By the way, it doesn't go. I'm asking. You ever try to do such a thing? It doesn't go. Why not? What's the difference? The same chokhmah. Like it's easier than a physics book. He said, I have Torah's natural mind. Because your soul, mechubar to gashmius, at that second, is you can't have a shechas to witness. It's a mitzvah that everybody can test by themselves. Test by yourself. Go test it. I think go buy 4 slices, maybe we can get some sort of bargain, some of the things, we'll order a group rate, everybody. I'll make a group experiment. Of the word is, it's a mitzvah that everyone knows deep in themselves, that after the challenge, you hear? It's hard to open up your agumot. It's hard to open a place. It's not just because you're tired, I really don't. Yeah, it's not just because you're tired. It's all good. Only on the intravasim is it all good. Yeah, it's all good. Everyone knows the mitzias. Everyone knows the mitzias. That with the, cause it. Why? Because there's global things and then there's local things. Locally, a guy is disconnected. He's disconnected to Gashmi, to Rokhnis. He can't do it. That's why Kesher Lvar, that's what he means. Tfila is Pnimius. Tfila is Pnimius. Is Rokhnis. Mukhrach Adam Lishtacher Lagamri Mikol in Yonav Hakitanium. A person needs to free himself from all outer Inyonim. Hania Kolosaka to leave all his business. Kaitzit Yasset. What should he do? Allah Hachem Dabaras, the Liboy Ai, the Cheshek is burning in his heart, the Kesser for money with Anugum of pleasures. Yishmor Einov Mikol Dover Shana Shalari. So, to begin with, keep your eyes away from things that aren't yours. Allah Yitapeach. And don't, which is a peah in English means, it means to help it grow and develop. We use the word develop. It's a better word in English. I forgot what the word is. What do you say? What?
Cultivate.
That's the right word. You shouldn't cultivate the cheshek in your heart. That means, what he's saying over here is a tremendous chiddush, which is a big nafkamin al halacha. It's a big nafkamin. Hello, when we all daven, when you start to daven, by the way, you notice, start to run in your head pictures and divyanis and taivis and all types of things. When you start to daven, a minute before davening, not, the second you start to run an essay, it turned it on. And it doesn't channel the channel without even pressing the button. And a person from, by the time he gets to playing that das, could have been around the world already, 10 times. What's the shan that way? Why when you start to daven? You ever thought about the amkus of that? So, on a level, because the order is that when the battle starts. However, the mechanics of it is this mechanic that we're talking about. That's what he's explaining over here. Otherwise, the person only starts to daven and starts to think about where is he going to get money, how is he going to become rich, where is he going for Shabbos, where he was yesterday, where that one was yesterday. A million different machshavas would fall through her head. But why? He's answering the big kasha, by the way. He's explaining something, a mechanism which happens by all of us 3 times a day. What's the pshat? The pshat is because of this factor. A person looking for pleasure, he only has a tam in physical pleasures and chavdus moment and all the pleasures that moment brings, everything that gashmius brings. Davening is no pleasure at all. So the place where there's a clash I mean, call him out. A person who's not involved in something that's completely ruchnius, his pleasure nekuda doesn't kick off and say, hey, I can go on like this. Pleasure for us is like oxygen. We need constantly to feel good about ourselves. We need to have pleasure. That's what this whole sefer is about, by the way, as we're going to see. So call about a person who's not davening, the word is you haven't turned off the pleasure button. You're still getting something, so you don't have to go off the pleasure in other places. The minute you start to daven, that's what he's saying over here. That's what he's saying. The minute you start to daven, davening is cool. The primi is davening doesn't offer you any physical pleasure. So right there, you're starving for oxygen right then. So right then, automatically, it's an automatic process. Your body starts to kick in pleasure. Pleasure, 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 pleasure. What's the pleasure? Well, in military medicine, you can't eat a slice of pizza, pasta, right? Has no time. So the pleasure that the gufsa provides is the mienis. The cheshek, the picture of what it's going to be. That's the emes, a picture of the process that happens when we daven. That's not an agav, it's a battle between yitzhak and yitzhak. He's explaining that the tifkeit is because it's kule primius. There's no pleasure in it. You're looking for chemdus moment. You've developed yourself a time that you're addicted. We're all addicted to gufni to take a pleasure. So the more you cut down and the more you don't develop in your heart a taiva for gashmias and the things that cause it, the less you'll think about it, the less it causes you pleasure. The Karl of Divya Rav Zal Nir Vasekhza what is this? Right, right. Very valid. Listen to this lashing. Don't put your eyes on money that's not yours. Shehin mishakris shari shamayim. They cause the shari shamayim to sink in and close. Now the normal shot is shteita on this derech haaretz zutah, some sort of kvaldika chumra and gzela. See what he's saying? He's saying a loop shot. Einayim hatzeifayis. Referring to the moment shehin shavayi. Somebody whose eyes are looking and has a cheshek and a type of money that's not yours, mishakris shari shamayim. The guilty taste of tibos and eskabel. Saying a new revolutionary shot. But the reason is not because of umachir and gzela. So the word is about you looking for money that's not yours. It means you're completely wrapped up in Eilam Haza, Atke Dekate, looking to get things that aren't yours. That's how addicted you are to Eilam Haza. If you're that addicted to Eilam Haza, you have no shaykh for davening b'chal. You're not going to daven. Davening is not going to be accepted. It's a davening that's empty. It's a davening without pnimius. Ulumas calls us, what's the other picture? What's the opposite of this? Give me a Rambam on the plum, the Gvaldik Rambam. The Rambam said, Ki Avas Hashem hi, what is Avas Hashem? Shenasi Geyu. We should attain HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should have pleasure. The tachlos hanah, we have the shpitz hanah from attaining HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dafka hanah b'hasagosei b'goro hiya ava. Maybe the Quran. The Rambam says, what's called Avas Hashem? What's called Avas Hashem? Avas Hashem is not just that we intellectually love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love is an emotional term. If there's no hanah mixed into it, there's no cheshek mixed into it, it's not love. Says the Rambam, Shachin Zah, Shinasi Geyu, Inene Vasekosu Tachosano. Avas Hashem means that a person should get pleasure out of his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, as I said last week, there's a fundamental mistake in all the Havana, of all the battle against Eilam Haza. There's nothing wrong with Eilam Haza. Eilam Haza is wonderful. But the Pshat is, it's not intrinsically bad inside itself. Just cold mind. A person's wrapped up in Eilam Haza, there's no relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Avas Hashem means attaining HaKadosh Baruch Hu and getting pleasure from the relationship, a person who built his whole life based on physical pleasure is not going to get pleasure out of it. He's never going to get to Avas Hashem. He's never able to give a davening. He's never able to learn properly. Therefore, he continues and says as follows: Kvaris Bab Mareches Dasa Zayna Perikol. We already explained in the previous parak, the previous Maroko, Ki Rikshas, the feeling of Oinig and Tsar, of pleasure and pain, Hu Ani Atroi. That's me, myself. We explained that that's what makes a person run. We could change the expression of the world of Olaimer. And we could say, Imruli Leiza Hanos Atashayev, quote, tell me which pleasures you have a desire for. I know what you are. I always say over that this quote of the Ali Shur of, you know, it's a misquote of the saying of who your friends are. We know what you are. Tell me who your friends are. He's saying, tell me what you have shehitas for, what you have a desire for. That's what you are. I always say over it to the first apostle in Kulish. It says, Al Kain Karash Moy Edoy. They called him Edom, and Adayim Hazeh, Esav is called Edom Ayim Hazeh. I always speak of why is he called Edom? It's a minor incident, Pesachakol, he traded in the thing. Adayim Hazeh, Edom, Golos Edom, that word, is called Golos Edom. Why was he called Edom? Because Edom means Cholom, the Cholom that he had in front of him. They said to him, look, they offered you Olam Haza, they offered you Olam Haba, the Bechayra, they offered you everything in front of you, and they offered you Cholom. What do you take? He took the child, Edom, Adam Hazeh. It was in the Torah. Does this do? That's what you are. You're Talmud. You're nothing more than that. That means what a person Sheev is for and what his desires are, that's what defines what he is. It's a person. Okay, encourage my other. That's what you are. That's what you are. The etzim, your etzim mitzias is other than what I. You're nothing more than Shalom. What do you mean nothing more than Shalom? Esav has a lot of other things going on in his life. He's a Ritzayach, and he's Ma'anis Noshim, and he was over the Zorah, right? Over his sheath is what for Shalom. His sheath is all for pleasure. And the Torah HaKadosh, Yorah Dosev Daitoi, and said, Al Kain Karsh Mo'ed, because that's what he was at the end of the day. And the goal that we live in is called that goal, is Nebuch. It's very appropriate. It's very appropriate that the goal is called Eder. Our goal is the goals of Talmud. Like I Nussbaum said, that it's Rukhniyas. It's true what he's saying, by the way. The tikkun is to make Rukhniyas out of Talmud, after you hear? That's the tikkun of the Torah, right? That's what you meant. But the goals we're in is the goals of Eder, where the Sheifis stop at that. He continues in something very important. I want to get to the main point I want to say. Lachain. Says the Rebbe, when we have desires and she'ifas and ambitions for pleasures of the guf, that's what you are. And when you keep and you watch your sense of pleasure for spiritual things, so then we ourselves, the etzem, are ruchnis, are spiritual. That's what Avas Hashem is. I mean, if he's saying something very deep over here, let me explain what he's saying. He's explaining the Pshat and the Rambam, why is Avas Hashem Dafka getting Hanot? Up to now we learned that Avas Hashem is a very form of Zach, person has to be Mesa Nefesh, where does pleasure come in? Dr. Rebbe, we've about to be explained in the last Marocha that you are what you get pleasure out of. That's how God created us. We are what we got pleasure out of. That's the central spoke upon which our life revolves. So if you're not going to get pleasure out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's not you. Then it can't be Avas Hashem. So in order to make you into Avas Hashem, I have to be able to kricharein ruchnius into your hanoa factor, because that's the etzem what you are. That's the etzem ani. When a guy says I, he means I have gishmak out of. That's what I means. That's what ani means. The Meila, if I want to say that you are an Ayav Hashem, you have Avas Hashem. I have to kricharein into the etzim thing which defines what you are, and what you are is your pleasure factor. Meila said the Rambam, that if a person is not going to get pleasure out of it, and the reason why you're not getting pleasure out of it is because you're getting pleasure out of something else, so that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not infiltrated into your etzim of hus of what you are. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't infiltrated into the any of you. Yet, you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you would like to get close to him, but you don't get pleasure out of it, then you're not connected to it, then it's not you. And that's the oimik of why Avas Hashem is dafka pleasure.